Street, Paul. The St. Paul and District Arts Foundation was awarded $38,692 from the Alberta government to upgrade its facilities, through the Community Facility Enhancement Program. Valerie Pratch, member of the board with the foundation, says the organization is thrilled to receive the funding. To be acknowledged for the work that we're doing in the community and in the area, it makes our membership and the people involved really happy, says Pratch. The money from the provincial government was a matching grant for the funding the foundation received from United Way. It will go toward the art gallery the foundation has been working on. The art gallery will have its own space at the foundation's building. The whole project will cost around $100,000. The planning stages for the art gallery took almost a year, and the construction stage began in January 2024. The community can expect a new layout at the building located on Main Street, including new walls and flooring. The foundation is also adding state-of-the-art technology, including a projector and audiovisual technology, which is where most of the grant funding from the provincial government will be spent. Art galleries are now more than just paintings and pictures, says Pratch. There's now a digital aspect to it. Some artists combine multiple art mediums, like film, or digital artwork, to better communicate the artwork they are trying to convey, which is what the new art gallery at the foundation is also trying to accomplish. It makes it a very attractive feature for artists not only in our area, but it can also potentially attract artists from other parts of the country to come visit and showcase their work, says Pratch. Work on the art gallery is expected to be completed sometime this year. Bonneville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA Scott Sear congratulated the foundation for being successful in receiving the grant. Your organization's purpose to advance education through structured programs in visual, theatrical, dance, music, and literary arts is of immense value, says Sear in a March 25 letter to the foundation. By providing opportunities for students and artists to exhibit and present their skills, you are nurturing a vibrant cultural ecosystem that enriches our community.